Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Paciorek. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Burtzes. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burtzes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball four. Fletcher moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Fletcher moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fletcher tags and scores. Hewlett tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Dan Spillner now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hill can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Walker reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Paciorek goes all the way around to score. Walker moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar takes first base on ball 4. Mike Warren now pitching. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salazar. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Salazar steals second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive towards short. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hewlett moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hewlett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pachyorek takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law pinch runs for Tom Pachyorek. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to third. Law moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Salazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing left field. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cruz strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher bunts towards third. Lansford can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Heath and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Bill Krueger now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kittle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Baines moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Rudy Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Darryl Boston now playing center field. Luis Salazar now playing left field. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Walker reaches second base with a double. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Baker strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Bruce Bochy pinch hits for Donnie Hill. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.